As you know, the Great Lakes region has been beset with a number of conflicts, and our particular concern in these conflicts is the extent to which women have been involved and have been affected by the conflicts. And when the multi-country demobilization and reintegration program of the World Bank was set up, we were excited because we felt that it would address issues of gender and particularly those that touch on women. But we recognized that hadn't been done, and so out of consultations, we are now looking at how to bring a gender perspective to strengthen the multi-country demobilization and the reintegration program.
What are the issues that are particularly important to women?
The first one is their security in conflict situations, especially when you consider that issues like rape are used as weapons of war. The economic security, which is directly linked to issues of demobilization. This issue is particularly important because in the post-conflict period, when programs of demobilization are initiated, often they do not take a gender perspective into consideration. For example, the focus tends to be on armed combatants, and yet the women associated with those fighting forces whose fate is either ignored or just simply are not considered as relevant to the demobilization and reintegration programs. Of course, we realize that for successful demobilization and reintegration to take place, one should look not just at the individual combatant, but at the unit, particularly the family unit. And this will bring in other dependents.
Are there many women from the Great Lakes region taking part in this, including many women ex-combatants?
We have ex-combatants from Eritrea who are sharing their experiences of the demobilization experience, what packages were given to them, and how dependents were handled. We have ex-combatants from Burundi. We also have some ex-combatants from Rwanda. What is interesting about those from Rwanda and Burundi is that they have been organized very well and are able to agitate for their rights and for an inclusion in demobilization programs. But at a national level, we still see that there are problems in terms of defining just how you will handle these women who are no longer carrying arms, because the focus has always been on the men who carry arms. And I think we're having both a conceptual and a philosophical debate around that.
Now, the conference wraps up tomorrow. What do you expect the final outcome to be?
We expect, one, to build consensus on key gender issues to be monitored and addressed in demobilization and reintegration processes. We expect also to have addressed some of the knowledge gaps out of the experiences of various countries